Prosecutors later pointed out that there were also no messages or calls between Smollett and Osundero about canceling the training session after the attack, right? Think about that. If they had a training session scheduled, right, he would have called them after the attack, said, by the way, I'm not going to be able to have our training session. But prosecutors don't believe there's a training session. So yesterday, Smollett claimed he and Abel Osundero had multiple sexual encounters in private rooms in Chicago bathhouses, claims which Osundero denies. But Smollett testified he didn't even recognize Osundero's voice during the assault, saying in that moment, I'm not going to stop and say, hey, Bola, a nickname for him, is that you? It was an attack. It happened fast. Smollett also admitted today that he'd driven the Osundero brothers to his apartment building downtown in the days preceding the allegedly fake assault. Video from the day shows the group circling Smollett's block multiple times, passing the staircase where the assault took place three times. Smollett offered inconsistent explanations, and last week the Osunderos testified that the meeting was a dry run for the fake assault. Remember yesterday, Smollett testified that he was attacked by a large man in a ski mask with, quote, pale skin. He assumed the man was white because of the racial slurs the attacker used during the assault. But today, when pressed about his recollection of the attack, as well as his initial interviews with Chicago detectives investigating, Smollett acknowledged that he told officers the attackers were white. He also denied telling police he was the victim of a hate crime, saying that he merely told them he was attacked.